Welcome to the Landmark Podcast. I'm Jason Calhoun, pastor of Landmark Pentecostal Church in Texarkana, Texas. We encourage you to visit us on the web at landmarkupc.net for a schedule of services and upcoming events. We pray that you are blessed by the message today. Thank you again for listening. All of you that bring your Bible. Hey, we're in a battle. You need to have your sword. Man. The Bible said this word that you and I have is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a weapon. It tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, that we are to put on the whole armor of God, and it talks about this sword. Praise God. Amen. So let's look into the word of the Lord here tonight. Matthew chapter 13. I want to read one verse of scripture. Verse 33. This is a 24-word parable that is, of course, one of the shortest, if not the shortest parable that there is. But it's very powerful in what it has to say. Listen to the word of the Lord. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Praise God. I want to speak to you tonight. The Lord's help, teach from the word of the Lord. The power of hidden things. The power of hidden things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my best to just teach the word of the Lord tonight. Sometimes I really enjoy Wednesday night because I don't feel the pressure of getting all revved up. I can just bring out the word of the Lord at a good pace that everybody can receive. And sometimes there's so much that we pass through and don't really exhaust in the word of God. I hope to not do that tonight. Kind of like the two fellows that moved from Chicago down to the hills of the Ozarks. And they said they bought them a little parcel of land, 40 acres, and was going to live off the land, they said. They heard if you're going to live off the land, you've got to have a plow mule. And so they went to a farmer and asked him if he had one for sale. He said, no, I'm not selling any mules. But he said, I'll tell you what I do have. And he led them out to his watermelon patch. He said, what I do have is some mule eggs. These fellows were from Chicago. And if you're from Chicago, God forgive us here tonight. But anyway, he said, take one of these, be real careful with it, take care of it, and sooner or later, he said, you'll have your baby mule. And they loaded up in the back of their truck, drove off, and when they crossed railroad tracks, lo and behold, that thing jostled around, bounced out on the pavement, and burst. And while they were turning around to go retrieve it, a jackrabbit jumped out of the weeds over there. That broken watermelon began to eat it. They didn't see it happen. They drove up, they had seen that jackrabbit standing in the midst of all that broken watermelon. He said, look at there, that baby mule right there. Let's catch him. So they tried to hem him up. He ran him across the field, and they were just about giving out, exhausted. Finally, one of them said, hold up. Stop. He said, that's our mule. He said, what do you mean stop? We got to get that thing. We're going to have a farm. We're going to live off the land. We got to have him plow mule. He said, well, I've already decided I don't want to plow that fast. Well, that's the way I feel tonight. I don't want to plow that fast. So I may plow deep, but I'm not going to plow fast tonight. So how many's going to help me plow a little bit? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Jesus, in this particular chapter, is teaching about the kingdom of heaven and upon the kingdom of heaven and what that kingdom is like. And in chapter 13, Jesus would say many times, the kingdom of heaven is like unto. And then he would fill in the blanks. And here he began to teach many different things. He was the master communicator. He was the master teacher. The greatest teacher that ever taught. He would take earthly things that people could get a grasp on and that people could understand, and he would apply them to spiritual truths, to spiritual principles. And here he taught of wheat and tares in this chapter. He taught about the significance and how that it relates to the kingdom of heaven. He also talked about faith that was the size or faith that was like unto the grain of a mustard seed. And one of the characteristics that I note in the teaching of Jesus is the fact that he doesn't liken the kingdom of heaven to large things in this passage or great things, but he likens them to small things. Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse 2, it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing." John the Baptist said, "I must decrease so that he, Jesus, can increase." God is not concerned with how great you and I can become through our own ability and through our own strength, but how small, rather, you and I can become. The world teaches just the opposite. We've been conditioned to do whatever it takes to be great. The bigger, the better. The bigger name you can make, the bigger splash in this world that you can make. Do whatever you can do to get more.